For this session of the Alaska Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, today is Thursday, May 7th, 2015. We're meeting in the Anchorage LIO Auditorium Room. It is 10 a.m. Mr. Secretary, could you please call our roll?
Senator Stedman. Senator Bishop.
And if it's here. Possible... It was Senator Bishop was here, but Butch, if you can do it, can you get a little closer to the microphone or turn up your gain a little?
Senator Geisel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Kelly. Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Thompson. Representative Pruitt.
Here.
Representative Newman. Chair Hawker.
Present. So with that, we do have a quorum to conduct business. I am Representative Mike Hawker chairing. I have my Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, here, who will be making our motions for us today. Thank you. Good to have everyone here. This is a basic business meeting. We are going to consider three special audit requests. We will then go into executive session for the purpose of doing some work on audits that by statute must be maintained in a confidential manner. At that point, we will come out. We will adjourn this meeting, and then immediately following this that adjournment, we will gavel back in for the purpose of a special executive session for the scope development on the Department of Education Early Development's performance review in accordance with Alaska statutes. Any concerns or questions from the committee before we move forward? Hearing, see none. Madam Vice Chair, could we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes from the LBNA committee meeting on March 30th, 2015 be approved as presented.
So the question before the committee is the approval of the March 30th, 2015 minutes as presented. Is there objection? Hearing, seeing none, those minutes stand approved. We will go next to three special audit requests. Those are being requested by Senator McKinnon, Senator Geisel, and Senator Gardner. And with apologies, that suddenly dawns on me. I do have two visiting representatives in the gallery. We've got Representative Gaddis and Representative Wilson. Welcome, both of you. And I understand Senator Stedman is online. Senator Stedman, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. So, Senator McKinnon, ma'am.
Chairman, if I might present.
Please, first. If you would.
Mr. Chairman, if I could refer the committee to a letter from me, dated March 27, 2015, requesting LBNA consider a special audit request on the commercial passenger vessel tax. Mr. Chairman, members of the LBNA committee, it has been brought to my attention, and I believe others serving in the legislature, that the head tax is being used in ways that at least some individuals in cities across our state are questioning. The commercial passenger vessel tax was enacted by voters in 2006 and amended in 2010. Some have suggested that some communities, specifically in Southeast, because those are who are benefiting right now, are stockpiling CPB funds. And I'm thinking that we should evaluate this. There's also been assertions that some of the money is being spent inappropriately on projects that may be inconsistent with the federal mandate and use of these funds. And so I present to you a way that we might go through working with our auditor, how we might measure whether people are living up to the use of these dollars in an appropriate manner.
Madam, Chris Curtis, could you come forward, please? And if you would, place yourself on the record.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, representing Division of Legislative Audit.
Thank you, ma'am. Have you... As you know, I'll ask you the same three questions with each of these audits, and that is, Have you worked with the requester of this audit, and are you comfortable with the scope as it's defined in the document before us?
Yes.
Thank you. Further questions or concerns for Senator McKinnon?
Mr. Chairman, for those at home that might be watching, the head tax created $8 going to the Port of Juneau, $7 going to the Port of Ketchikan, and then the following five communities that a cruise ship might dock at, an additional $5 of distribution to each of those communities. And so it's been suggested through conversations that some communities are taking their funds and holding them, and that could be for the right reasons, waiting to invest in large projects that may come into the future. They could have pledged them as a bond for bonds that they may want to go forward with. But there are many more ports of call throughout the state of Alaska that have cruise ships that dock at them that have less than desirable facilities for cruise ship passengers. So these dollars are very specific and should be used possibly in a broader manner than they're currently proposed in Alaska state statute. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Senator McKinnon's request for an audit of the commercial passenger vehicle tax under the Department of Revenue.
The question before the committee is the approval of Senator McKinnon's request for an audit of the commercial passenger vessel tax under the Department of Revenue. Is there objection? Hearing see none. That audit is added to our queue. So next item on our agenda is the request from Senator Giesel for an audit of the Board of Game and Local Advisory Committee under the Department of Fish and Game. And I personally thank you for bringing this one forward, as I think it was brought to both our attention by a constituent. So, Senator Giesel, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, you'll find the letter to the committee in your packet. I'll just briefly review it. So what I'm requesting here is an audit of the Board of Game, Department of Fish and Game, and the local advisory committees. So the way the process works, the Board of Game, of course, regulates the hunting and use of our game resources, but there are also local advisory committees who also have some purview over the regulations and the permitting, the time when the hunts are available or not. And I've had some concerns come to my office regarding the regulatory outcomes and the decision-making process as it's been operating. So my request is to help ensure continued confidence in the Board of Game's regulatory regime, that there be an audit of their process, their decision-making process, from the period of 2010 through current time. And then I have a list here of the specific audit objectives. So I'll just briefly review those. How are Board of Game decisions being made in compliance with state law and legislative intent? Are the advisory committee recommendations rooted in the Fish and Game's research? This should include whether the recommendations concerning intensive management actions are supported by Fish and Game scientific data. And if the recommendations don't align with the scientific data, what is the reason for that regulatory misalignment? Do the Board of Game, advisory committees, and ADF&G consistently follow established procedures? Do the participants have a clear and accurate understanding of their respective roles? Is there a pre-vetting of proposals, and is that effective and or efficient? And are the decisions by the Board of Game being upheld by courts? And how is that going over the last 10 years? And regarding intensive management, is ADF&G's data, research, and recommendations available to the advisory committees before the committees must make recommendations? So, in other words, how are all of these entities working together? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. Curtis, if you put yourself back on the record again and ask again the same question, have you worked with the sponsor or the requester of this audit, and are you comfortable with the audit objectives?
Again, this is Chris Curtis. Yes, our agency did work with Senator Giesel's staff in drafting this recommendation, and we are comfortable with the objective.
Thank you. Questions, concerns from anyone on the committee for Senator Giesel? Hearing see none, I would be ready for a motion. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Senator Giesel's request for an audit of the Board of Game and Local Advisory Committees under the Department of Fish and Game.
So the question before the committee is the approval of Senator Giesel's request for an audit of the Board of Game and the local advisory committees. Is there objection? Hearing see none. Add another one to the queue. I'd like to have Senator Gardner come forward. And for the record, Senator Gardner arrived here and has been in the meeting shortly since it began. Senator Gardner, please come forward. If you would, of course, place yourself on the record, and we'd very much enjoy hearing your audit request.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Senator Berta Gardner. I represent Midtown Anchorage in the Senate, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to talk with you about our audit request to the State Crime Lab. In the recent couple of years, many of us have seen national reports about backlogs of rape kits that haven't been tested. And in a few places, there was a sustained effort to catch up with the backlog, and they found that they did indeed, that effort led to identification of rape suspects who had committed other rapes and sometimes already been convicted of other rapes. And given what we know about our state's appalling statistics about rape and sexual assault, it was natural to sort of wonder, do we have a backlog of rape kit tests? How are we doing on that effort? So we submitted a legislative research request to find out, and we had a series of questions like how many rape kits typically go untested every year? Do we have an estimate on what percentage of rape kits are tested? Are there statutory, regulatory, or police time frames for mandating testing schedules? Are there examples of rape kits that were not tested which resulted, that we know of, more hardship or additional rapes for victims, things like that? And all of the answers were unknown, unknown, unknown when we got them back. So we were just kind of shocked by that, and we introduced Senate Bill 54, which would require the Department of Safety to do an audit on all the untested sexual assault rape kits that may be in possession of the Department of Public Safety, as well as kits in possession of the State Crime Lab, and just to kind of figure out what's happened. Well, shortly after our bill was introduced, the Anchorage Daily News did a story about it, and we began to get calls from employees and former employees of the crime lab. And some of the things they said, and granted this was off the record and they weren't going to come forward and testify specifically, but there were claims, for example, that one whistleblower, that she'd worked as a lab technician for almost 10 years but left her job because she was afraid of losing her national accreditation because of management's failure to maintain a proper chain of custody with evidence and failure to adhere to standards for storage of evidence. Other long-term employee technicians reportedly left for similar reasons. Another whistleblower stated that he was a high-level supervisor employed by DPS and had worked for various iterations of the State Crime Lab since the mid-70s, but he was forced out because his manager was tired of hearing his complaints about the unkempt nature of the crime lab operation. Another whistleblower told us that he was offended about the mismanagement of the lab as a citizen of Alaska, and he stated that it was the biggest miscarriage of justice the state had ever seen.
Senator, if I would, let's make sure that's very clear, those are allegations.
They are allegations.
Those are not
exactly
statements of fact.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. But cumulatively, they raised questions, and I thought, well, gosh, what is happening here? And around the same time, there was a court records and extension coverage by ADN about a crime lab employee who was arrested and convicted on felony drug charges, and he had been stealing heroin, crystal meth, painkillers over the course of 4 years. He's currently incarcerated at Spring Creek for drug theft and evidence tampering. So while we understand a lot of this is hearsay, I didn't want to completely disregard them all, and I wanted to sort of pursue it. And then there are questions about the annual budget of the State Crime Lab, and questions about whether or not the new crime lab really gives us more in-house testing and better results than what was offered in the old crime lab. So people that contacted me said that we actually have fewer, not more, resources for evidence testing, and that a lot of testing evidence is sent out of state for testing. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, we began to have concerns about that and just felt like it was time to ask for an audit.
And so, Chris, my question for you, and I, excuse me, before I say that, the specific audit objectives are listed on the document in front of us as items 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ms. Curtis, have you worked with Senator Gardner in developing these audit objectives, and are you comfortable that they are appropriately defined for a scope that would allow you to conduct this audit?
For the record, this is Chris Curtis. Yes, our staff did actually go out to the crime lab and did some informal inquiry, so we would have a good basis for drafting appropriate objectives and working with Senator Gardner's staff. So, yeah, I feel comfortable with these objectives, and I believe that it can accomplish what the intent of the audit is.
Thank you. Questions from the committee for Senator Gardner? Hearing see none. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Senator Gardner's request for an audit of the Alaska Scientific Crime Detection Lab under the Department of Public Safety.
So the question before the committee is the approval of Senator Gardner's request for an audit of the Alaska Scientific Crime Detection Lab under the Department of Public Safety. Is there objection? Hearing see none. Add a third audit to your queue. And Chris, as long as we're doing audits here, could you just give the committee a quick update on, without going into details, but the audits in the queue and the time frame in which we could be expecting responses from you on these three?
Again, this is Chris Curtis. We have, I believe, three audits that have that are either stalled or have not been started in the queue. We should have around seven to be released this year that have already begun and should be released. The audits being held right now, one is the Testamita audit, in that there's litigation, so that's being stalled until the process. One is on the ARDRS, Alaska Regional Development, Economic Development Organizations. That was being held. They were defunded. Then we held the audit request in the event that they were refunded, and they were funded again beginning FY15, so we're holding it until 1 year goes by. And we will again, we have a check to find, I don't know right now the funding status of those organizations, whether they made it into the FY16 budget, but in the event that they did, we will be starting that in probably the fall. So those two are, and we have the travel audit that is just starting, University of Alaska Travel, as well as the State Travel Office. So those three have really are haven't really been started. So I believe we have staff. Two of the three are stalled right now. Travel is ongoing, and we should be able to start at least one of these by midsummer.
And then the typical time to complete these would be?
Representative Hawker, it all depends on the nature of the topics. I would expect the crime lab to be time-consuming and take some time, as the questions are fairly complex. The CPV audit I would expect to be fairly quick, in that there's already a reporting process that gathers this information that we can build on. So I believe that would be fairly quick. And the Board of Fish, Board of Game audit, I think that will take us some time. So I think that would, I expect one of these to be released maybe beginning of the year 2016, the other ones to be more this summer. So at least a year.
Okay, thank you. Further questions on the request for new special audits of anyone on the committee or of Ms. Curtis? Okay, well, hearing see none, we're going to move into the next item on our agenda, which is an executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 2420.301. So, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports and tariff system data under AS24.20.301.
So the question before the committee is going into executive session for audits. Ms. Curtis.
Chairman Hawker, I'd like to ask permission for audit staff to remain during executive session. We have two employees in Juneau and two in Anchorage.
And that will be approved. And also, my committee aides will be staying, and if any legislator, of course, is welcome to stay for the confidential audit reports. And if we have any other staff requests, hear and see none at this time. Again, the question before the committee is moving into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports and terror system data. Is there objection? Hearing see none. We'll take a break as we move into executive session, and I'll wait for the high sign from you when we've gotten through the checklist. The Alaska State Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is Thursday, May 7th. This is coming back from executive session where we have been discussing confidential audit reports. I will reestablish our quorum present here in the Anchorage LIO. We have Representatives Tito Pruitt. We've got Representative Olson, Representative Hawker chairing. We've got Vice Chair Senator McKinnon. We have Senator Kathy Giesel. And online, we have Senator Stedman. Senator Stedman, can you check in, please? No Senator Stedman. And Senator Bishop is offline. We have six. What is our count for releasing audit reports in this committee? Is it six or seven? Six covers us? We're going to check this just to be sure because there is a statutory requirement on these things. So take a very brief at ease. I want to make sure I've got an. Release those to the agencies. Madam Vice Chair, we have a second motion in order.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the RCA tariff system data memo be released to the public.
So the question before the committee is the releasing of the RCA data memo to the public as a public document. Is there objection? Hearing see none. That document is released to the public. Which brings us to other committee business. Does anyone have any committee business to bring before us at this time? Hearing see none, we will stand the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee adjourned.